Okay, it's the Colorado Snow Show is what it's going to be.
It's another edition of the Crystal 93 Snow Show. This week, it's more fun on the snow from Colorado Ski Country USA with your Snow Show hosts, Tom Freaky and Leon Joseph Littlebird.
Hey, buddy, remember that intro from the Crystal 93 Snow Show?
I wasn't even old enough to drink back then. It's amazing that you still have that. In fact, on what kind of archive is that? Is that on some kind of, did you get that at a museum or something?
Yeah, exactly. The Digital Museum of Music and Audio.
I think you have recordings of every one of those shows.
Just about every one of them. And we're going to be featuring them on various episodes all throughout the Colorado Snow Show and various guests joining us like Jake Fiala.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's been a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. We remember having you on the show back when you were doing Colorado Kite Force.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Oh, and then before that when you were training with the U.S. Ski Team. Right, we were at Mid Copper Mountain.
The good old days.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Back when you were young and fast.
Right. Now old and snow.
And we're hanging out at Angry James Brewery in Silverthorne, and this is a place where they named a beer after you, I hear.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. AJ's sitting next to me making sure I don't say anything off the...
Good.
The cuff, but yeah, he named a beer because I'm a big fan of Pilsners, and it's hard to make a good one, and to my surprise, he ended up making a good one and naming it after me.
Wow, you know? What an honor.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of his top sellers.
And it's on tap right here at Angry James Brewery.
Yep.
And just think, someday your son will be selling those cans of those beers to you, like, you know, on Antiques Roadshow.
Oh.
This is a beer that was named after my dad.
Yep.
Son, that's worth 50 cents. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Well, Jake, after ski racing, what did you do?
Gosh, I, you know, did some skier cross for a long time. We had world championships in Japan, and Casey Puckett, Darren Rawls, and I went and did X Games a few times. I went and got a silver medal there after my ski racing career. Then in 2009, I retired and started living life here in Summit County, just businessman now.
Now talk about your business.
So I do Alpine Tree Services. I started that back in 2000, pretty much as training in the summertime when I was still skiing. I would lift logs in the summer and haul them out, and then it became a big business, and you know, probably one of the bigger tree companies here in Summit County. And I also have Wilderness Gas and Wilderness Liquors up the hill from here, and a good friend of mine, Terry Novak, who started Novak Real Estate 35 years ago. I also sell real estate for him. So and then.
So you're busy.
just a little bit.
Yep. And then in 2022, I had.
So
a
you
son.
Just sit around and think about ski racing and.
Right.
Yeah.
Not much at all. Yeah, and the big change has been my son Nikolai, who's born in 2022. So I waited a long time to have a kid, but that's been a game changer and an awesome one.
You know, that might be the Colorado way, because my dad was 52 when I was born.
There you go.
You
wow.
know,
yeah.
And his dad was like 46 when he was born. It's a, you know, there must be something about us. Maybe because we're frozen. I don't know.
Could be.
Well, I ran into you guys at A Basin last season.
Yeah, he's out a little ripper.
Kidding. You're showing him the way.
Yeah, he's been, he's taken to it so far. He likes it, so we're excited. He's three now, so I think this year's be a big, big leap for him.
Just wait till that day comes when you can't keep up with him.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, it won't be
it's
long.
Coming.
It won't be long.
It's coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun day, but it's bittersweet.
Right.
So is ski racing something in his future?
We'll see. We are. We'll see. Okay. I'm not going to push it. But he, you know, where I met AJ originally, we met on the hockey rink. We play hockey together. And my wife is also a hockey player. He's taken to skating too. But Summit County is just great for trying everything. So he loves the bike park that they built in Willbrook, and a little bit of skiing, a little bit of ice hockey, and we'll see what he takes to. But I wouldn't be disappointed if he followed in my footsteps, but I won't push it.
You know, kids up here grew up bulletproof.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, they got so many options, too.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah,
so
my stepson's like that. I mean, he's just the kid's fabulous hockey player, great golfer, great skier, you know. And he's starting a good business. He's young. He's 23. He's making great money.
Oh, good.
It's like he's got it all.
Yeah.
Very it's nice. It's the low oxygen.
Is that what it is? I was wondering what that was. Well, back on the snow show when we started many, many years ago in 02, 03, I think it was.
I was young.
You know, one of the guys that was with us from the beginning was our good buddy Joe Decker.
Joe Decker,
yeah.
That's right.
And he was a sponsor for Blizzard, not Blizzard at the time, it was Vocal.
He was the rep for Vocal and Technica.
And Technica, yeah. Yeah. Let's see if we can get Joe on the phone, see if he's hanging out, because Joe has some good stories, too.
Hello, this is Joe.
Joe, you're on the snow show.
Hey.
Or as we've called it the past, the Joe show.
Yeah, there you go. How are you guys?
Good, Joe. How are you, brother?
Hey, not too bad, Leon.
Jake Fiala is joining us as well.
How you doing?
Yeah, doing great. Yourself?
Great. Can't complain.
So we're just reminiscing on the old snow show days when you were basically our first sponsor.
Well, we had some fun back there building up the snow show and building up my products as well, which I appreciated.
Well, we had Vocal and Technica to start out with, the transition to Blizzard Technica. We had Skins Performance Wear. Gosh, what else did we have that Joe was...
Zeal.
Zeal, that's right, the Zeal Optics, the goggles.
Yeah, and didn't we have some of the longboards?
You know? Oh, yeah.
We had,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always afraid to get on one of those.
over at the bar, you know, giving away prizes
the after parties. Yeah,
after parties. We're at a bar right now, Joe. So, I mean, some things never change.
That's where you want to be.
That's it, exactly.
Hey, day drinking.
It's a great place to hang out.
Joe, I know from experience that you've now got a great product. That wax is amazing stuff. Tell us about it.
Well, the Vola wax out of France, which is, people are just starting to understand it, but Vola is as big as Swix is here in the U.S., and they've been around for almost 80 years now, family-owned. You know, third generation and stuff like that. But, you know, they supply all the top World Cup teams and all that. But the thing that's really interesting with wax is it's becoming more and more of the liquid waxes as opposed to the iron-on solid waxes. And it's really great from a consumer level because you can just take the liquid and rub it on with like a microfiber cloth and just wait for it to dry and then brush it with a nylon brush or a brass brush, whatever you have. And it is super fast, very easy. And, you know, there's still a lot of people that like to hot wax on their own as opposed to take it to a shop. And when you're hot waxing it, first you got the iron, then you got to iron it on, then you got to scrape it, then you got to clean up all the scraping, and all that goes away with the liquids. And the liquids penetrate deeper into the base and last as long as the hot wax, but just much easier to use.
It makes your skis a lot more slippery.
Yeah, where do we get this?
Well, you know, up in Summit, the main place is over at Eraser's Edge. And then there's a little bit over at Podium. But the main thing is Eraser's Edge. It's going to have the biggest supply of it, stuff like that. And the ski teams themselves, they're using it quite a bit. Like the U.S. team this last year, and actually currently as they start to train at Copper Mountain, they're using the liquids almost exclusively now.
Wow.
Yeah, especially, you know, with slalom skis, interesting enough that we no longer hot wax any slalom skis because the heat treatment over four or five treatments with a hot wax will diminish the quality of the tip integrity and make it not perform the way we want to. So nobody on the top level companies are waxing with a hot wax on a slalom ski. You know, the GS and Super G skis and our everyday consumer skis, you know, they're still fine, but you know, the liquids are taking over. Our business on liquids is doubling and tripling, where our business on the solid hot waxes is slowing down.
Wow, Jake, are you keeping up on all this?
I'm not. You know, I haven't waxed my skis for quite some time, but I might try it out just for that reason. You know, you spend your whole life waxing your skis, and that's the last thing you want to do is either go to the gym or wax your skis. So I think the last time one of my reps waxed them was probably the last time they got waxed. We seem to be doing all right. But I'm going to try some of this liquid stuff. That sounds right up my alley.
It's great. I love it. You know, it's so convenient.
Well, the thing that's great is, you know, when you're, you know, preparing the bottoms of the skis, it's like aligning your car. You know, if you've got grooves in it and nicks in it and stuff like that, the ski wants to move around and kind of chatter a little bit on you. But you get a good base finish and a good wax, and it's like aligning your car so it goes straight and does exactly what you want to do when you want to do it.
That's why I've always been a freak about the structure that somebody puts on the base of my skis, because the right structure makes a huge difference in how those babies slide.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, it's a lot of fun that's going on right now in the world of wax.
Well, Joe, I wish you were here because we'd let you buy a round.
there you go. Well, we may get some snow this weekend. I heard they were talking about snow maybe Sunday night and Monday.
Well, they said it was going to snow here today at 3 o'clock, and doesn't look like it. It might get 100 flakes out of this one.
Maybe.
The one thing we can be assured of is that it will snow this winter.
Yes.
Yes, it will.
Yes, the forecast is
we're not even weathermen.
Snow this winter.
Yep.
Well, Tom is sort of.
He's
on the radio.
Yeah, I just play a weatherman on the radio. That's all. Yeah, I just play one.
Oh, that Tom Bricky. He always gets the weather wrong. That's good. Poor guy.
Well, you guys keep bringing it in, and that's all we need.
You know, we keep watching it. That's all we can do. And hope for the best.
Well, Joe, hopefully we'll get you up here, get you on the boards this winter.
Yep, that'll be fun. I've been preparing a little bit, doing a little bit of exercising and doing some 12-ounce curls. And
there you go.
Getting ready.
That exercising is highly overrated, so just be careful. Don't hurt yourself.
12-ounce curls.
Don't go higher than 12 ounces.
Yeah, the 16ers might be a little dangerous for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us on the new Colorado Snow Show.
Thanks, Joe. All the cool stuff, man.
We'll,
happy to do it, and congratulations on getting it going again. And anytime you guys need a little fun, give me a call.
We'll count on that. Absolutely.
You're the best. Thanks,
nice
man.
Nice talking to you.
All right, you guys.
Thanks,
see
Joe.
You later.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of guests on our snow show, the Colorado Snow Show, and we're going to be playing back old segments from old shows going way back to when we first started.
I better contact my lawyers.
Yeah, I think so, because there may be some incriminating statements that will come back from the past to haunt you.
So, Jake, how exciting is it for you to get your son started on skis? And I mean, isn't that, you know, I was the youngest in my family, and they couldn't wait to get me skiing, right? I mean, I really don't have a memory when I wasn't on skis.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I mean, it's
as
incredible.
Soon as I could walk, I was being pulled around, and then as soon as I could run, I was on my own, right? And if he's a dad, it's got to be the best.
It's the best. And it's incredible that, you know, looking at old pictures of me when I was 3 or 4 years old starting to ski on the, you know, plastic handmade skis. I might have even had some little wooden skis that were, you know, totally straight, strapped in. He's got some parabolic,
of course,
you know, 70s
and cool boots.
Yeah. I mean, he's already arcing. Yeah. So it's like, wow. You know, I think I didn't get a pair of parabolic skis till I was 18 years old. So it's just amazing how everything has changed so much, you know, since I started, and how it's changing already, and just how it's helped him learn more quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I have nephews that grew up in Crested Butte and Steamboat and won every ski race they were ever in, but they, you know, they started just like your son, you know, and their dad was the director of the ski school, so, you know, we had access to kids' gear, right? And so when Hunter, Jake, if you saw this kid ski, you'd go, yeah, there
he's
it is.
Natural, I mean,
he's the most natural skier I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But when he was like four, he'd rip.
Yeah.
And people would go, there was a midget ski racer out of the hill. Yeah. People they didn't think he was a kid.
Right.
They thought he was a midget, you know.
Yeah.
And that's back when helmets were first started, you know, for kids. So kids, their heads are already bigger than their bodies, and you put a helmet on them. You know, there's a lot going on up here.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're top heavy.
Yeah.
Such a fun time to have on the snow, and we do it on the Snow Show. And more episodes will be coming up. I hope you'll follow us. We have something special coming up after this episode where we're going to flash back to one of those old Crystal 93 snow shows. You ready for this?
Yeah. Okay.
Here's a Crystal 93 Snow Show flashback from November of 2008.
The Snow Show with Tom Fricke and Leon Littleburg on Crystal 93.
You know, Tommy, one of the coolest things that happens at A-Basin every year when we're doing the Snow Show here is we get to rub elbows with some really important people like Tony C.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Kimberly.
Right.
Or Bert Skull.
All these important
people.
That's
amazing.
There's a lot of VIPs here.
I don't think there's anybody that's higher up in the ranks than them. You?
Well, there may be one
person. Nah, there can't be. My wife, the bartender?
No.
Alan Hensroth, so great to have you back on the Snow Show, buddy. We are so glad to be back this year. We kind of consider this the home of the Snow Show.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, and what a season we're having, huh?
We are just off to the best start, you know, an October 15th opening.
October 15th. How sweet was that, huh?
Oh, man, it's been fantastic. Snowmaking's gone great. We had a really good storm come through last week. Top to bottom skiing and more to come
very
soon.
Isn't that nice? Top to bottom, and it is skiing really consistent all the way down.
Oh, it's great. I've been hearing from everybody. It's the best skiing around.
Yeah,
so
well, you know, we had to do a lot of early season training. Bert and I were all over the planet, you know, with PSIA, and so we've skied a lot of the other areas. Nobody's got the snow we have.
Well, that's nothing new to me. You gotta tell me something I don't know.
It's good stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement going on with the Basin. You guys have got great programs here this year and just more improvements. I mean, besides the fact we're 80% bigger.
You know, we just keep plugging along and doing better every year. Yeah. Montezuma Bowl, Black Mountain Lodge, our new rental shop, Winter Sports Center. You know, a really cool thing we did this summer, we're just putting the finishing touches on, but we...
That would be the tunnel.
The tunnel. Yeah,
pedestrian underpass.
There's a little tunnel on the other side of the pass, too.
There is a very little tunnel over there, too. But, you know, we got this great tunnel that's getting ready to be open for pedestrians so people don't have to walk on the highway anymore. We got
a couple
shuttle buses coming in so people that are parking in some of the distant areas can get into the base area easier. So, you know, I'm just as excited as can be. I think it's going to make things flow down here, flow a whole lot better. And it's just going to be great.
You know, the one big improvement that I saw over the summer that I'm going to be spending a lot of time at is the new deck at the Black Mountain Lodge.
The new deck is rocking cool.
We have probably the best view in Colorado from the deck. It's on the south side of Black Mountain Lodge. Just an awesome view of the east wall, the terrain park, the whole upper mountain. It is cool.
It's good really to have another option for deck skiing instead of just hanging out at the Six Alley Bar. Now you can hang out at Black Mountain Lodge and some deck skiing there with a brand new deck.
You know, nobody does that deck skiing better than you two.
We have perfected it, yes. It takes years and years of practice, but we've perfected it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know about perfected it. We're still working on it. We're still hours of practice every day.
Well, that's it. It's practice.
Yeah, it's not from lack of practice.
It's not from lack of practice or passion.
Right.
We're really passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really one of the coolest things here at the Basin that we feel every year is everybody up here loves their job, loves what they're doing. They really bring that to the public. When you come up here as a guest, it's contagious. You feel it.
Yeah, you know, I think employees, guests, it all kind of goes hand in hand here. People, you know, it's just a scene that you just don't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, a lot of members of the public used to work here. They've certainly spent lots of time here. Sometimes it's their first day here, but you know, it's just a cool place to be. I look forward to coming here every day.
We've got a guy at ski school this year, Alan, that first taught here in the ski school in the 60s when he was a kid, and he's back. And actually, he can ski. He's a great teacher. It's really, really cool. But, boy, has he got some stories.
Yeah. Oh, there were some stories in the 60s and 70s.
Well, you know, somebody brought us the manual from the ski school from the 60s, and it was really all about pairing up the single women with the instructor.
While doing the Arlberg, no doubt.
The Arlberg.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's exactly what we used to do, too. That was where it was at back in the day. But there used to be wine and cheese parties, and, you know, things have changed. And here at the Basin, things have changed, too, but for the best. You know, the culture here is amazing.
You know, we're working really hard. We don't want to change the way people feel when they're here, and that's the key. We're going to keep fixing things that need to be improved, and as times change, people want things a little bit differently.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know what, more than anything, we're going to make it feel the same to people. That's top on everybody's list around.
Well, and you know, one of the things that's so nice about when you ski down to the bottom is you don't run into any condos.
Yeah. It's pretty open that way.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. That's not going to ever happen here, so that's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, Alan, our really favorite thing to do with you is not only talk to you on the snow show, is to go out and rip with you, buddy. And, you know, we've got the boots on. It's Saturday morning. It's feeling good. I say we go, let's do a top to bottom.
Let's make it happen.
Let's see if we can make Fricky go
right.
Nonstop.
Oh,
okay.
I'll wait for you.
Thanks, Alan.
Right,
we'll try to keep up.
All right.
Crystal 93 and the Snow Show with Tom Fricke and Leon Joseph Littlebird. Coming back with more.